trade unions, key it was with great pride and satisfaction that I learned of the reaffirmation at a special conference of the Socialist Party, England, and Wales, to recognise the working class and their trade unions as the indispensable area of work for any organisation claiming to stand on the shoulders of Leon Trotsky. The vote of 173-35, with 0 abstentions, clearly indicates an overwhelming majority for that position, and heralds a fresh start for the Socialist Party in developing its forces in preparation for the stormy events which lie ahead. Fundamental to this will mean the continuation of patient and painstaking activity in the trade union movement and other organizations of the working class. The following modified extracts are from a statement I submitted to the special conference. They underline the validity of our policy. It is my opinion that the views of the majority of the Socialist Party represent a clear defense of the Marxist principles and methods on which we have always based our work, putting the working class at the center of our activities, involving ourselves within the organizations of the working class, in particular the trade unions, and fighting to win workers to the ideas of socialism. It is these ideas and these methods that sustained the stand of the 47 councillors in Liverpool during their successful campaign for additional financial resources for the city from the Thatcher government in the 1980s, when a number of councillors supporting the militant newspaper provided the backbone and leadership to that struggle. Similarly, the commitment of our former comrade Terry Fields, who was one from the Firefighters Union into this tradition, enabled him to gain the broad green seat in 1983, when Labour was defeated at a national level. The fundamental element in this success was the support we had established in the local authority trade unions. On two occasions, 30,000 local authority workers, and thousands in the private sector, took strike action in support of the council. That support didn't drop out of the sky. It was the result of many years of systematic work in the unions, overcoming bureaucratic obstacles and sabotage from the trade union leaders, which enabled us to build massive support for the ideas of militant among the mass of workers. Trade union work is not a bolt-on extra. It is a fundamental tenet of the ideas of Trotskyism on which the party has always based its activities. Trade union work is never easy, and to rationalize the absence of consistent trade union work on the grounds that it is difficult, or even a waste of time, is to look for shortcuts to the masses. History is littered with the corpses of Trotskyist groups who sought such shortcuts. Tony Mulhern, Liverpool,